This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Dodge, Born Dodge. Stephen Cole Smith is with us. He is from Racer.com, Road and Track, Auto Week. He writes for them all. And he is the foremost expert in all things hot dogs and cheeseburgers.
You bet.
You're having one right now, aren't you?
That's not far away.
So the Corn 300 in Iowa. I got to love that.
You know, I love that. It's. I mean, the IndyCar could just carry the whole theme, like the tomato 400,
right.
The rutabaga 150.
Vegetable.
I mean, it's Iowa. You know, Iowa makes, they're proud of their corn. And
yeah.
My gosh, I love corn. But, right. You know, I don't know. I'd love to have a T-shirt for the Corn 300 if anybody's going extra large.
Right.
I appreciate it. I'll pay you back.
That's
but,
fun.
Yeah, the IndyCars guys are there. I guess this is the first oval since Indy. It's the shortest track they race on. NASCAR just brings the Xfinity Series. They don't have a big NASCAR race there, so this is probably the biggest race of the year for the track that Rusty Wallace helped design. It's a great track. I've actually raced on it. I actually did a 24-hour endurance race on it, although we didn't last 24 hours. But it's a great oval track in a great place, not too far from Des Moines. So if I wasn't going to Canada, I'd probably like to go see that race.
Yeah. Well, you
and
know,
I bet you we could find a dirt track around Iowa. That's all they have there.
How is IndyCar doing, IndyCar racing?
I think it's doing okay. I think it helped them that Rossi won Indy because he was such a dark horse. You know, had it been another win for Scott Dixon or somebody, I don't think it would have gotten the attention. But let's face it, they lost Dario Franchitti when he got hurt. He was probably the best personality they had. Before that, they had Danica Patrick, and whether or not she was a personality, she brought a lot of people in and a lot of attention to the cars. Right now, you know, I think they're looking for a star. They're looking for somebody that you know, can really break out and be sort of their, you know, Dario Franchitti or Danica or somebody that's going to bring some attention to the sport. I wouldn't call them stagnant because the racing is very good, but I think they're sort of looking for an identity.
It's interesting. You're talking about the personalities of racing. And Dario Franchitti, I met him a number of times, a class act, you know?
Mm.
And I can't say the same for, what's that gal's name that you just mentioned?
Danica.
She's so forgetful to me. I don't know what it is. It's just, I can't just forget about her. She was, cute. It's so funny, though. There's so many people that try to be, and I was joking, as you know, they try to be a personality. They try to be tough. They try to be, you know, they try to be a Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
You can't try to be that. You either are or you aren't. You can't try to be, you know, I'm 007 Dario Franchitti. You just can't try. You either are or you aren't.
I'll tell you a funny story. John Force, you know, is one of those personalities. I mean, he's just over the top.
Yep.
Thank God he's at NHRA. That's all they had. He and Ron Capps, another driver, years and years ago, Capps was looking for some kind of identity, and Force said, let's get a little rivalry going. Let's get something going where, you know, it's Force versus Capps and good guys and bad guys. So Capps made some kind of interview where he said Force was nothing but an old former truck driver.
No!
Well, all the truck drivers got pissed off. They were throwing things at him, and Force, he said, what did I do wrong? He says, you can't just knock an entire profession. You know, you got to do it a different way. So I think that was the last time Ron Capps tried to be a personality.
And Ron Capps, it's like...
You can't teach... I remember when he was running for Castrol, I asked, they had a Castrol, what they do media training with John Force. He says it's the other way around. He media trains
Media
train that guy.
Well, and Ron Capps, such a nice guy.
He's a gentleman,
right? That's so funny. Years ago at SEMA, the big trade show that we all go to in the auto industry, I was joking with John Force's daughter. I think it was Courtney at the time. She was like maybe 20. I don't know how old she is now, but she was young.
Yeah.
So it was years ago. And I said, John was wearing red cowboy boots and a red cowboy hat. You know how he gets a little flamboyant every now and then. And there was rumors that he was, you know, not, he was estranged from his wife And I said, I heard a rumor that your dad is gay. And she looked at me and she went, what? And you should have seen the PR people's face explode.
Wow.
It was like, so at the time I was working for Motor Trend Magazine and it was Motor Trend Radio, this very show, right?
Yeah.
They flipped out on Motor Trend. Said, who the hell is that guy? And then John Force hears about it, right? I said, well, I'm only just trying to stir the crap, right?
Yeah.
So John Force hears about it and he's coming over to be on my show and somebody from ESPN stops him. And here's what I hear John Force. He goes, yeah, well, you know, we're having a really good year and this, that, and the other. And, but the funniest thing is that there's some guy out there that thinks I'm turning gay. And he says this, and then he turns around, and they point at me, right?
And that is a damn good impersonation of John Force. And you were only lucky you didn't call him a gay truck driver.
I know. But it was so great. And I shook his hand. I said, hey, I'm just trying to stir the pot. And he said, that's so funny. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, so you know what? We'll end this because I know you got to go eat a hot dog or something. What are you having for dinner?
I think we're going to probably head over to Culver's for
okay,
hamburger.
Okay. Anyway, point is that at the end of the day, the personalities are what totally make whether it's the sport or whether it's, you know, the Tonight Show. If they didn't have a Leno or whoever, Johnny Carson or whoever it was, it would just be another failed thing. So in motorsports, the responsibility of these guys that are the big personalities or women, they got to keep that thing going. So when you see Tony Stewart saying all this stuff, you know, thank God for that. Keep it up, Tony,
yeah.
Because otherwise, what do we got going on, right?
Absolutely. It's just pablum after that.
That's
it's just
exactly
thanking your sponsors
right.
And thanking the Lord and thanking the crew and, you know, saying,
right. It's all the PR
know,
stuff.
What a great day it is.
Stephen Cole Smith, you're the best, brother. Thank you very much.
All righty, buddy. Good talking to you.
Racer.com, Road and Track Auto Week. You can find all his great writings about the world of motorsports. I'm Alan Taylor. This is The Drive. We'll be back.
When I wore a younger man's clothes.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.